Hello, it's 5 minutes. The prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 161. We're going for our golden scripture, fundamental scripture, the scripture from which we've been digging our gold. And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. There's a gospel that makes you stand, and this one makes you stand. By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And always pause here to say what? You have not believed in vain. Say it, I have not believed in vain. That's why you keep coming back to listen to this episode, to these episodes, to know what the gospel is all about. Then he said, for I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. So we've been looking at the first of all of the gospel, the priority of the gospel, that the scripture says is how that Christ died. We looked at the physical events. We are now looking at the revelatory events. So we go to Psalm 22, which is the Psalm of crucifixion. In fact, it describes the crucifixion more than the gospels. Amazing. And in verse 8, he talks about how he was reviled, how he was mocked. We read that, how he was mocked. The whole psalm begins, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then he says now, that all who see me laugh at me. Oh, God. He says, all who see me laugh at me and mock me. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted and rolled himself on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delights in him. That is Psalm 22 from verse 8 and 9. So we said we are looking at the scriptures in the gospel that will tally with this. Because see, the gospel writes what happened, but the Psalm 22 has even more details than the gospel. So we read in the previous episode, Matthew 27, 39 to 44, and it described it was so apt. Now we want to turn our attention to another scripture, that is Mark chapter 15, 29 and 30. Mark 15, 29 and 30. And said, and they, talking about the crucifixion of Jesus, were describing what happened at the crucifixion. He said, and they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroyed the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Exactly what we just read in Psalm 22 is what we have here described here. So I'm saying that by revelation, God had predicted these things about Christ. He knew what Christ was going to go through, and it was because by this time you should know why Christ was on the cross. Why? Because he was your substitute. Oh, I know that by this time you know what it means for Christ to be your substitute. If you do not know, and these are strange words to you, and you want to know more, please, then you have a backlog of beautiful episodes for you to listen. Just sometimes relax and listen from beginning to end. I met somebody who told me, said, I just listen to you from beginning, episode one. Till I can't listen again. Then the following day I continue from where I left off and listen. That's how, what I've been doing. It's also beautiful. So he says clearly in Mark chapter 15, 29 and 30, that they who passed by, those who passed by, they went down railing on him and wagging their heads and saying, oh, are you not the one who said you will destroy the temple and build it in 3 days? Save yourself and come down
from the cross. Of course, they were mocking him. In Matthew 27, they even said, if you come down, we'll believe in you. And I said, they wouldn't believe in him. It is all part of the mockery. And why did Christ go through all the mockery? Somebody says, so that I will know how to also go through mockery. No, 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 no. Listen, he did that because he was your substitute. He took on the mockery, all the mockery. He took all your mockery, every mockery from the beginning of your life to the end. He took it on himself so you will be without mockery. Listen, you have a life. He is giving you such a life that no one can mock you, no matter what they say, no matter what they think. Look, when they look at the manifestations in your life and how God has glorified you and honored you and dignified you, they will be amazed. They will be amazed. They will, and that will attract them to come to you and say, listen, I want your God. I like your God. I think that I'll follow your God. Oh, hallelujah. So he took on your shame, your mockery, your scorn, anything that is shame and disgrace. Jesus took it on your behalf so that you will be free of it. So anything that brings shame and mockery and scorn, I curse it from your life in Jesus' name. And I declare that this year that God has given you a life of dignity, of beauty, of glory, of power, of grace, so that you will live in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.